And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com. And it is my pleasure, indeed, to take our microphones up to Rockland County and, indeed, to Rockland GAA and to Emmett Woods. Emmett, you're very welcome, indeed, to the program.
How you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm doing fine. You, as development chairman and public relations officer for Rockland GAA, will have a very special guest next Saturday. But before we get to that, let me ask you a little bit about what most people know is the most progressive and successful Gaelic Athletic Association branch, many would say, in the entire United States. Give us a little bit of history on that.
Yeah, Adrian, Rockland GAA was formed in 1972. It was one of the co-founders was John Colley from County Sligo. A bunch of guys in Rockland got together, and they kept it going. It was underage football, and then in the late 90s, there's a bunch of, we got an influx of from the Irish community, myself, Paul Rowley, Mike Healy, and a bunch of other guys, and we just took it to a new level.
Let me, again, tie that into a great migration, and for some who moved into Rockland County, many, as you have mentioned, and a lot more, had a particular interest in Gaelic athletic sports across the board. But these were, and many of you were involved in Irish sports, either football or hurling or camogie, and wanted to pass that on to your own kids and to, again, bring the community support. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, there's, as you say, an influx of the Irish moved to Rockland. We have, with people from every county, and as we call it, the 33rd county, all the Irish Americans and everything that keep it all going. We are the largest underage club in the tri-state area, and we have kids all the way from 5 years of age all the way up to probably 35 years of age playing in the game.
You know, you also have quite a festive, atmosphere, and indeed, it is a gathering place for the Irish, as you correctly point out. These are the participants are from all and every county, but you also have a social aspect as well, in the sense that you do have a club, you do sponsor dances and meetings and so many other cultural, endeavors as well, which brings us to next Saturday. As we know, and by the way, there's crackling on the phone here. We can't do anything about it. So for our listeners, just put up with it. You'll have to for now anyway, because I am speaking with Emmett Woods, who is Development Chairman and PRO for Rockland GAA. It's on a rare occasion, on a rare trip from the President of Ireland. On next Saturday, he'll be here for a few days, but singularly picking the Rockland GAA is first of all, it's a great tribute to the work you've been doing up there. But tell us a little bit about how that came about.
We used to rent the fields at Rockland GAA, and we seen the opportunity to purchase them. But at the time we went to purchase, again, the budget was very tight. So we were fortunate enough to be able to get 24 families to put their homes up as equity. And we got 24 people to put their homes up for equity, and we were able to purchase the fields. And then we done with our fundraising with dinner dances and field days.
we were able to get everybody's houses released within 3 years and given back to them. Some people didn't even tell their wives that they put their houses up for equity.
Yeah, that must have gone over well, you know.
But it went over well, and then we actually approached the GAA in Ireland to solicit funding, and we were successful in getting funding from Ireland and in the help from the Irish consulate. They backed us as well, and that's why we're fortunate. We have history in the making. Next Saturday was having President Higgins coming to see where some of the money went to what were to promote our culture here in America.
The day itself, now under normal circumstances, and indeed as spring approaches, this is not a singular day. Of course it is, in the sense that getting the President of Ireland to attend and to meet and to greet is a huge honor. But give us an idea of the schedule now as as the snow has melted. What's your normal schedule?
Our normal schedule is like for the field. For next weekend, we have games on. We start games the next Saturday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. On the age games, and then we have the president coming. He's scheduled to arrive at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there from 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to have a meet and greet. We are expecting thousands of people to attend. And during the week, our fields are fully booked, and with all the underage coaching and training. So we have a full schedule. We have actually started Aries Music. We have entered the score, and we're raffling very successful at that as well.
It's the Rockland GAA, and what a kickoff to the season here next Saturday. It's April 28th, and a good time to get there would be before 11 o'clock for the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, and Sabrina Higgins. Sabina Higgins, his wife. A great day for all the family, GAA activities, music, food, dance, and again, the location is 160 Old Orangeburg Road, Orangeburg, New York, and it's great. I want to give you a telephone number, let me not do that, but I would want to acknowledge and thank Anne McNally, and Nally Gibson, who is your events manager up there. Indeed, she's done a great job in spreading the word. Is there a phone number up there that I can direct people to?
Yeah, you can use mine. It's 914-804-8466. If anyone has any information, again, it's 914-804-8466.
And, of course, you are an immigrant, one of many thousands we'll find in Rockland County, but originally came from your home in Tyrone. Did you and were you involved yourself in Gaelic sports back home?
Yeah, I played for a local club, Pomeroy, in the village, and I came out here. When I came out here very young. I was only 17 years of age. And I got involved with the Tyrone DA here in New York. And then I moved up to Rockland in 95 and got involved in Rockland then.
It's a great tribute to all of you again who have gotten together. It takes huge commitment indeed to take the bull by the horns. And I as you pointed out, with so many putting up their homes, as collateral to get a project like that, it shows tremendous commitment, and we're indeed so many people, including ourselves, are very proud of your progress and wish you all the luck in the world next Saturday. Okay, Emmett, thank you. Okay, and that's it. We're sorry for the phone transmission, but anyway, we get the message, and it's our pleasure indeed to congratulate the Rockland County Gaelic Athletic Association. And one more time, it is going to be a great day next Saturday with the presidential visit of Michael D. Higgins, and a great family day at the GAA activities with music and dance and food all taking place at Rockland County GAA in Orangeburg, New York. Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and we will have news and sports.